Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Employee reviews, very confidential stuff.
This is scary stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. They've also released a few full movies.
And that's just
but,
today.
You know, they're really...
This is new today.
Yeah. Well, the stuff that I just saw this morning was actually the celebrity stuff. The movies were released a few days ago, though I suspect there's a lot more coming with 110 terabytes of data.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of stuff. Now, one other thing to consider here is people are saying, oh my gosh, this is the biggest attack ever. No, it's not. The thing to realize here is not that a company has never been hit this hard. The difference here, what makes this special, is that in effect, after scoring the touchdown, the hacker spiked the ball. So they're announcing it publicly, this is what we stole, we're releasing it. Normally, if a company gets hit this hard and this much data is taken away, it's taken and it's either sold
what,
or it's used in a profitable way.
These other breaches, Target and the bank, which was it?
Mm-hmm.
JP Morgan. And those were financial trends. You've heard of senseless killings? Those were senseless hacks. I mean, sensible hacks, right? Because they were doing it for money. But this is revenge. The Sony thing is revenge, isn't it?
Well, supposedly they had sent ransom notices to Sony saying, pay us or else.
Huh.
Now, the thing is, we don't know much of what's going on inside Sony, simply because they basically shut the doors very quickly and they're not really announcing much.
Wow.
Other than, yes, we have an IT issue. And there's security companies looking at it now. Plus, we don't actually know what their internal network structure is like, and that's kind of a big deal here. Because normally the way a network is intelligently set up, it's called a network architecture, you'll have it basically broken into compartments, sort of like a submarine, and you have, if something punches through the side of a sub, it won't sink the whole ship,
right?
Simply because it's compartmentalized. That's the way a network should be set up. Now,
we used to call those partitions.
Exactly. Now, what you'd refer to it now would be subnets, short for subnetworks.
Uh-huh.
So it's a smaller network within a larger computer network, and the idea is you get in one. You don't automatically have access to the entire network. Problem is, you have that on one side, and on the other side, you have convenience. Normally, it's easy if you can do one sign-in and get all around the network. It's just easier. That's something called a federated identity, which you would see normally. Let's say you're on a website, and it says sign in through Facebook. So if you're signed into Facebook, you can go into a whole bunch of other sites automatically if you set that up. That's the same sort of concept. It's more convenient, but if someone gets in, they get into everything.
So basically, haven't we learned in the last year that there's no place that's safe? I'm not being glib or cavalier. I mean, isn't that the case?
It can be pretty scary.
I mean,
you know, a lot of what it comes
guys,
down to.
Tell me that the bad guys can't go wherever they want to go. I mean, my God, China stole the plans from one of our airplanes and then flew it in front of our nose the other day.
Well, you know, a lot of what this comes down to is if you've got a dedicated hacker who's got enough resources, they're going to get in.
Like a country that builds a Toy Story building just for their hackers. That's what China did.
There is that.
Yeah. So nothing's safe. I mean, this is really frightening, folks. This is something we've all got to come to terms with over the next very short period of time. Right back with Scott Arnold. We're going to talk about what happens to your credit card data when it's stolen. Tim Tim, stay with us.
Worry the bottle, mama. It's great.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened before in the history of the marketplace. Hi, this is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about a new age that's emerging right now, the age of the customer. Until recently, you've run your business with 10,000-year-old age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But the original age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that are conveying control from your business to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're going to market with age of the seller practices when your customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make the transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand shoulder to shoulder with to help your company prosper? Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. I have seen firsthand the role trust plays in team performance. And now you can have your own business performance advisor to help your company reach your goals. For more than 25 years, Insperity has helped thousands of America's best businesses succeed by putting high-performance HR and business solutions to work. Your Insperity Business Performance Advisor starts with the specific needs of your company and tailors a customized solution to unleash your business potential. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
After the hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.